From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kaulbach. Summer is here, and with it will come warmer weather and bird song. The birds will be singing loudly and often to both attract a mate and to advertise their territory. Once a pair is bonded, nest building will begin, followed by incubation, nestlings, and then fledglings. Summer is the perfect opportunity to see young birds being fed by their parents. They may even bring them to your backyard feeder if they are seed eaters. Species like the cedar waxwing enjoy fruit and will come to fruit-bearing shrubs and plants in the yard. Anna's hummingbirds and the rufous hummingbird are species we see throughout the summer. They love flowers for nectar and the insects that are attracted to the plants. The insects gleaned from plants and flowers are the protein they feed their young so they will flourish and grow into adulthood. Most birds will come to bird baths either for a cool drink or a bath. Bird baths just need to be placed near cover in case a predator makes an appearance. Summer residents that are being seen now and will stay with us until they are ready to begin their fall migration include tiny insect-eating warblers like the common yellowthroat, Wilson's warbler, and the yellow warbler. The Swainson's thrush is now singing its heart out in our woodlands. It's likely advertising its territory, or perhaps it's still looking for a mate. The purple finch has been warbling away for at least a month and will continue to sing throughout the summer. Other songbirds you should see and hear are the cedar waxwing, spotted towhee, and of course the red-winged blackbird. It's time to enjoy the birds of summer. Happy birding! Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge, and until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.